the devil's advocates. Because freedom.
Oh, yeah! I don't care what drug you were. Try a bunch of them.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy hour to us all. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Crude, we got a little breaking news here. Want to share it with the audience. NBC News reporting. President Joe Biden on Wednesday invoked the Defense Production Act in a major step to boost the supply of baby formula. The announcement means the federal government will prioritize key ingredients for formula production and compel suppliers to provide the needed resources to formula manufacturers. In addition to invoking the 1950 law, which allows the government to direct manufacturing production for national defense, Biden also launched a program that will use U.S. military aircraft to import formula from abroad. The move comes after a bipartisan group of lawmakers called on Biden to invoke the Defense Production Act to bolster formula production amid the worsening shortage and as parents scramble to secure formula. The FDA in February began warning consumers against purchasing certain baby formula as it investigated a string of bacterial infections in four infants tied to an Abbott Nutrition facility in Sturgis, Michigan. Abbott Nutrition, which has denied any wrongdoing, said Monday it had agreed to terms set by the FDA to resume operations at the company's Michigan plant, but the shortage has frenzied parents. Biden on Wednesday also initiated a program that will use U.S. military aircraft to import formula from abroad. The program, called Operation Fly Formula, directs the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Agriculture to use Defense Department commercial aircraft to fly in approved formula from other countries.
Why not Operation Stork Drop or something of that sort? You know, play with it a little bit. Have a
you got to name it formula. Something. I mean, who's got the time? It's probably the intern, you know, the coffee boy.
Well, in the Trump administration, even cabinet-level secretaries became coffee boys eventually, right?
Right. Now, this is, you know, good news. We should, you know, utilize our government to help, you know, fix these kinds
really?
Of problems. But these are problems
like
that are created by, manufacturers themselves. And so how much regulation, Republicans, do you want? Do you want the FDA to be involved if there's bacteria infections at baby formula plants? Do you want the federal government to be involved and use Department of Defense resources to
you
go to other countries and get formula?
Pardon me. You will never hear about baby formula again. Now that there has been a solution offered by the Biden administration, you'll never hear about it again on Fox News, right? Any problem solved? Well, either we forced him to capitulate, and that'll be the last telling of it. You'll never hear about baby formula again. Like the migrant caravans that were always destined for America right before the election, right? You never hear about them again.
Do the Republicans, if this is a solution to a problem, and it's part of the solution to the problem, I would think. Isn't that the point of a government promoting the general welfare of the population?
They are
right?
So far disconnected from governance and what actually the government's role would be to actually serve the people and help the people in time of need.
Well, this is a bipartisan group that, you know, we're asking the president of this administration to act, and that means bipartisan. So there are Republicans there. But in that action,
shouldn't
are you
the
acknowledging
American spirit
then?
Be that some corporation steps up and starts making the baby formula? Isn't there an opportunity in the marketplace? Are we so monopolistic? And that's the problem, I think, ultimately, Dom. If you only got a couple companies making baby formula and one of them's got a problem down at the plant with, you know, bacteria, well, guess what? You don't have enough baby formula. That is a private sector problem. And I think it's a little bit of an overreach that, what, the president of the United States got to make an executive action? Now they'll call him a lead by fiat tyrannical dictator because this was always... I mean, no kidding. If you got a baby and you need the baby formula, well, I get that. That's problematic
yes.
for you.
Yes. And
but
that's a lot of people.
The vast amount of this is, let's just crap on Joe Biden. Election year politics. That's all this baby formula is. And how do I know for sure? Because after today, you're never going to hear about baby formula again on Fox News. Because it will be a non-issue that you can clobber Joe Biden with.
Well, if you're going to clobber Joe Biden with it, presumably you would hear it on Fox News. So I guess I'm not clear on what your point is. And my question is...
Well,
the fact that
he solved the problem, there won't be... Well, look at Joe Biden's strong action.
Okay, so government can solve problems. And if the Republicans...
They won't report that.
Yeah. But that's the case, though. If this is an effort to solve a private market problem, right? I mean, that's what this is. These are private companies or whatever. They're not owned by the government. And then the president Correct. Has to enact a 1950s Defense Act to help quote unquote the problem. Well, how come the baby formula people aren't paying for the planes to go get the stuff? You know, they have no obligation to do so, right? Because of course they're private companies. They don't have to make formula tomorrow if they don't want to.
I get that, Dom. And that's the point. I guess that's the point. I don't think it's the president's role to produce more formula for the nation. I don't think the government should be wading into private industry. But I do think the government should look at perhaps breaking up private industry if it's a monopoly and they're not meeting the needs of the consumers. If there's no consumer choice, well, guess what? You get surging prices, you know, inflation. And also, you get supply chain issues if you have a breakdown at the factory. Maybe we need more baby formula companies, more companies that aren't getting crushed by the monopoly that can actually compete on a fair playing field. Because you know what? I would suspect there'd be some parents looking for new options right about now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby formula, from what I recall, and it's been some time, not cheap.
No, they get a fair amount of money. That little baby, that little Gerber baby, he's a billionaire now.
Well, all right, so it is or it's not the government's role, but isn't that the point of government? Is it? Oil. The government released a bunch of gas from the reserves, right? Was that appropriate? I mean, isn't that the point? I mean, why have a government if it's not going to react to specific market forces that will impact the citizenry?
Well, okay, but I don't think the release of the strategic oil reserve has made the gas prices go down. And maybe you'll fix the short-term supply-side problem on baby formula, that's fine. But no, that's not the role of government. Government, go build my roads. Go build out infrastructure and broadband and universities and colleges and high schools. That's the role of the commons, man. This is a private industry problem. At least the crudy humble opinion. You know, and I am quite humble. In my humble opinion, more Devils. We'll be back.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
You know, we'll deal with this tomorrow night.